Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, he is Armstrong and Getty.
Live from Studio C, senor. Deep within the bowels of the Armstrong and Getty Intermation Complex.
This is the Armstrong and Getty Show for the 6th of December, Tuesday, the year of our Lord, 2022. This morning, we're laboring under the tutelage of Honorary General Manager. We're going to go with Herschel Walker. My comments on the runoff in Georgia are going to be extremely brief, as if you're a news junkie like me, you just know they're just flogging it to death. There's nothing to be said. Just vote. Go ahead and vote. Tell us what the votes are at the end. Anyway, other possible nominees would have been Kirstie Alley, beloved TV actor who's passed. Donald Trump of the Constitution. Ugh! So tiresome. Big finish, Michael. Got a text about 20 minutes ago, maybe 25, that Jack is ill. He's hoping to bounce back enough to connect from his home studio at some point. But we'll see. One of the many diseases du jour ripping through his household, as they are many American households, whether it's the flu or the RSV or the vid is still hanging around in its various forms, not doing a lot of damage, but still here. And with, what's the term for kids? I can never remember it. I'm highly amused by it. Disease Sherpas? Or with his two school kids? I mean, holy cow. You might as well hang out as at an international airport, if you have kids in school. On the other hand, by the time my kids were graduated from high school, I had the constitution of a bull moose. I'd been exposed to every microbe that exists on Earth, so that's fine. Anyway, welcome to the show. Thank you for tuning in. Glad you're here. We have so much to talk about. Some good guests as well. Everything from a war over a Christmas parade in Texas, whether they should be forced to permit drag queens and up with transgender folks in a Christmas parade. Two really interesting case before the Supreme Court. More comment on Trump's call for the termination of the Constitution. Or did he call for that? Yes, he did. But a lot of good stuff to talk about today. And I hope you can join us or stay with us or whatever. Why don't we go ahead and begin the show officially now, according to FCC rules and regulations, to get this out of the way. The show begins at Mark.
But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf. But then anyway.
The party of Ronald Reagan, William F. Buckley, heck, Newt Gingrich. The great hope for the Senate in Georgia is that fellow there. So, anyway, I promised we wouldn't talk about it much, but I'll tell you this. According to anybody with their finger in the wind, their finger on the pulse of the Georgia electorate, Republican enthusiasm is not running very high, especially when another pivotal race went to the Democrats. So the best the Republicans can hope for, if Herschel Walker happens to win, and it's not impossible, the best they can hope for is 50-50 tie and Kamala Harris breaking the tie again, which is better than a 51-49 Democratic majority because, you know, you can sway one moderate Democrat, maybe Joe Manchin, for instance, or Kyrsten Sinema, you know, on a fairly regular basis. But to get both of them requires a little more work. So, you know, 50-50 is better than 51-49, but I don't know. He's a terrible candidate. Absolutely terrible. Practically inexcusable. But he smooched Trump's ass, and so he sailed through the primaries, even though he's utterly incompetent. I think, you know, I don't know. I think the time for sugarcoating some of this stuff is over. I always go back to being a football fan. Well, I know I like all sorts of sports. I probably spend too much time watching them, including last night, Monday Night Football, in which Tom Brady looked like a guy who just needed to retire for 90% of the game. Then he went all goat on us and won the damn thing in the final seconds. It was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah, among sports fans. So different from politics, and I get why, but you spend most of your time talking about what your team could do better. People are practically obsessive about it. They're utterly blunt about it. I mean, if somebody were to say, I don't know, for instance, as long as I brought him up, you know, Tom Brady's old, he has flashes of brilliance, but we really, it's time for a youth movement now with him on the sidelines as a mentor, blah, blah, blah. And nobody would say, oh, no. Don't say that because people who don't like Tampa Bay, they'll use that for fuel or whatever. We got to be loyal to our quarterback. No, you don't get that in the world of sports because you want your team to win. And so you talk frankly and openly about what you can do better and what you're not doing better and that sort of thing. But because politics is so tribal now and we spend all day, and I totally get this, getting attacked by whether it be Democrats or your progressive activist lunatics or the mainstream media, which is so in the tank for the Democratic Party. It's disgusting. More on that later. Not like you don't know that already, but so you spend all day getting attacked. You get the bunker mentality. And it's painful and uncomfortable to say, for instance, Herschel Walker's a freaking embarrassment as a candidate. Because you don't want to sound like you're cheering for the other team, but
psst, we'll say it quietly so they don't hear. Herschel Walker's a terrible candidate.
As are a number of the other nut jobs who kissed Trump's ass and got his coronation. But I have a feeling that those days are passing us by. So we'll talk about that. You know, one more caveat. Captain Caveat over here. We spend all day getting blasted. We, the conservative part of America, spend all day getting blasted by the usual suspects, as I was discussing. And the alleged guardians of democracy, the media, the legacy media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call them, spend almost no time criticizing the other side. And so Jack and I totally understand. We absolutely appreciate the fact that when we go to criticizing our quarterback, as it were, saying it's time for him to retire, nobody's blasting away at the other side. And so everybody's blasting away at conservatives or Republicans or whatever. And so it's like, dudes, what are you going to, Viant? Well, we actually have angry, sarcastic people say, you guys looking for a show on CNN? I wouldn't take it. Too much makeup. Too much. I like this job. I get it. I get it. I'm sympathetic. Everybody bashing the right all the time. Yeah, I get it. At the same time,
we can't run embarrassments for office anymore, or we're going to lose a lot.
So, a little unfair and unbalanced look at that that topic and much more. We're also going to go international, of course. Interesting developments in Ukraine. I mentioned the Supreme Court web designer free speech case, which, of course, the mainstream media, because they're dopes and liberals, always portray as a gay marriage case. It's not at all, not in the least. We'll talk about that and all sorts of good stuff. Mailbag is really strong. People coming hard at mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. You have time to slip in a last-minute email if you want. mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. Back with more. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm excited to plunge into the fair of today's show. Jack is sick. We're hoping to get him later. Got some good guests and stuff, but gotten some fabulous emails lately, and we're going to go beyond email. I've been threatening for years to do the day of 1,000 emails, and it won't be 1,000, but man, there's some pretty smart stuff you folks have thrown our way, and I want to share some of it with y'all.
So. You've got mail.
That's right, we do, and thank you. Here's your freedom-loving quote of the day, sent along by Jordan. Nice job, Jordan. It's from Thomas Jefferson. He mentions if TJ thought it was bad then, he'd be rolling in his grave nowadays. Come on, he'd be spinning like a Black and Decker drill. God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and the whole crew. Thank you. Here's what Thomas Jefferson said. I think myself that we have more machinery of government than is necessary. Too many parasites living on the labor of the industrious. Oh, my. Yeah, if he said that in the early 19th century. I'm going to start again and read the whole thing to you, but that's a great sentence. I think myself that we have more machinery of government than is necessary. Too many parasites living on the labor of the industrious. Government big enough to supply everything you need is big enough to take everything you have. The course of history shows that as government grows, liberty decreases. The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Anybody who wants to cancel Thomas Jefferson because he owned slaves at a time when slavery was practically ubiquitous around the earth in virtually every society, and it continues on today. It's evil. It's despicable. It's disgusting. But according to the pseudoscience and beliefs of the time, it was okay. He was one of the great political thinkers since mankind came down from the trees or emerged from the slime or got the touch of God or whatever he happened to believe happens. One of the great thinkers of all time. Mailbag. Hey, you can drop us an email, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. This is exceptional. And by a fellow whose email address includes his first name and last. I'm just going to read it as it stands, as objectionable as it is. Dear Jack and Joey Jew, what does Armstrong, Getty, the DNC, and the FBI have in common? They're all lying Zionist scumbag bigots. Talk about willfully blind bigots. First of all, there's only one G in bigots. Secondly, he opens with Jack and Joey Jew, and then calls us bigots. Okay. Moving along. On the topic of hard drugs and fentanyl, Matt writes, picked up my daughter and neighborhood kid at the bus stop. Today I was listening to Hour 3 podcast when you were talking about hard drugs being laced with fentanyl, who it affects, including straight A kids, etc. All the kids I pick up have great grades, good kids, which is why I want to make sure they heard that part. So when they piled into the car, I told everyone to pipe down, pay attention. I played the segment, and at the end said, so did you hear that? No hard drugs are safe for using at all. They all looked at each other, agreed. My kid said, yeah, Dad, we all saw this on TikTok already about fentanyl and those smarty candy things at Halloween. And the other kid said, yep, I saw it too. So evidently, you know, TikTok is warning kids about fentanyl. It's not entirely evil. It's just mostly evil. Anyway, he was impressed that they're all up on those dangers. Hopefully most kids are in the same boat and it bodes well for their futures. Yeah, I doubt that's true, Matt, but I share your sentiment. It's tough as a parent to convey the message. I know you're going to get tempted to get high at some point, or I know a lot of kids are tempted to get high now and again. You know what? Jot this down if you want. I think that's a good way to put it. My generation did it. Generation before, generation after, your generation, the next generation. A lot of people are going to be tempted to get high on something. You cannot trust any pill that doesn't come from a pharmacy. Ever. The Mexican cartels are putting fentanyl in pills that look exactly like Xanax, and the nice person on the internet who's trying to sell it to you doesn't know or doesn't care. No pill is safe. Just tragic to hear about these kids who just, you know, they want to get a little loopy on Friday night, and now they're dead. It's just heartbreaking. Anyway, moving along. I thought this was so interesting. I wanted to feature this note from Russ in Portland. Happy holiday to you and yours. Right back at you, my friend. Just wanted to drop a quick line to say I really appreciate that you guys obviously do a lot of research for your show. Yeah, it's pretty much all day and every day, but I don't expect any, like, oh my God, you're so hardworking and all. No, I love it. I'm an addict. I would do it even if I didn't have to. But anyway, there are three radio shows I listen to during the day, yours being one of them. Then let's see, I only have so much time in the day, which brings me to my point. You two sift through all the media coverage of everyone and everything, including print, bring facts first, then your opinions. I very much appreciate that. As much as I would love to watch and listen to read all of it, I don't have the time. You guys break it down for me. The two other shows I listen to do that also. It's quite impressive. I've noticed something like conservative coverage versus liberal coverage. On the left, your NBCs and your CNNs and the like, it's one message. It's like they all get their talking points and they all say the same thing. It's an echo chamber. On the right, however, there is diversity. This is the main point I wanted to bring up, that he wanted to bring up. No, not that kind. I mean, real diversity of thinking. For instance, all three shows I listen to are all conservative. Yet y'all have differing views on many topics, which is the way it should be. It's not an echo chamber. For instance, you guys are pro-Ukrainian, squishy on Trump, and tolerate Tucker. Another show is totally unapologetically anti-Ukraine, forever Trump no matter what, and Tucker is a prophet. I have an opinion on that sort of show, but I'll leave it alone for now. The third one is mixed. I have the privilege and the freedom of getting three different sides on all topics and get to decide for myself. Conservatives all, American lovers all, just different opinions. It's beautiful. I can disagree with you about one thing, but that doesn't make either one of us evil or Hitler, ding, or Nazis. It means that we just respectfully disagree. You guys make me think. I suppose that's the whole point. Well, that's the sort of thing I love, absolutely love. That the town square as it was meant to be. Anyway, keep up the good work, gents. Keep up the good work, Russ. What a great note. It's a great observation. And, you know, those of you like the first idiot who write your angry emails that we dare disagree with the party line or the Trump line or whatever. I say this with Christian charity in my soul. If this show ain't for you, go find another one. Because we're going to disagree now and again, as normal people do, huh? Supreme Court news coming up next. Stay with us.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Colorado is trying to force me to create custom, unique artwork to promote ideas inconsistent with my faith and the core of who I am.
Colorado web designer Lori Smith says the state's anti-discrimination law would force her to create wedding websites for same-sex couples in violation of her religious beliefs. But today's case at the high court was argued not on the basis of religious freedom, but rather free speech.
So that is Shannon Bream of Fox News talking about the Colorado web designer case, which is getting all of the attention in the media. Because, look, it's gay people, gay rights, angry, nasty Republicans trying to hurt the nice gay people. Which is, as usual, a complete misreporting of what's going on in the case. It's really, it's extraordinary. You know, I was watching the evening news last night, and even the shows I like and the people I respect, they get, it's so shallow. You come away from the stories knowing that people are talking about something, but you have a tiny idea of what they're saying and no perspective on whether they're right or not or what the reasoning behind their statements are. I mean, it's just so shallow. And I get that we get a lot more time to stretch out than, say, a half hour or even an hour newscast does. But I don't know. It's just because I sit there thinking, all right, people listening to this are going to come away completely misled. My God, especially the mainstream media coverage of this case, which we'll get to. But oddly enough, this is not even the important case, not even close. This is trivial in spite of the way it's being portrayed. And I'll explain why in a moment or two. But first, let's get this case out of the way. Web designer lady doesn't want to do web design for gay marriages. She's a devout Christian, doesn't believe in gay marriage. Clip 31, Michael.
During the 2.5 hours of arguments, many of the justices appeared to struggle with how to balance the government's interest in upholding the rights of protected classes of people and the free speech rights of artistic business owners who don't want to endorse a message they don't personally believe. Justice Gorsuch, a Colorado native who once sat on a federal court base there, said the state has offered confusing positions, saying a baker couldn't be required to make an anti-LGBTQ cake, but upheld a law that would force him to make one that could be viewed as pro-LGBTQ.
Right. And here's my take. Well, let's have a couple of the justices first. Here's Justice Gorsuch representing the skeptical conservative view. 32, Michael.
Mr. Phillips did go through a re-education training program pursuant to Colorado law, did he not, Mr. Olson?
He went through a process that ensured he was familiar with...
It was a re-education program, right?
It was not a re-education program.
What do you call it?
It was a process to make sure he was familiar with Colorado law.
Someone might be excused for calling that a re-education
program. I strongly disagree, Justice Gorsuch.
Well, I admire that guy's balls for disagreeing so openly with a justice. Usually they're more obsequious than that. But he's talking about another guy prosecuted under this law who was sent to a re-education camp. He had to go take classes teaching him what he could or could not do and think. You know, you could relate that to, you know, you got to take those silly driver's test classes if you get a speeding ticket or whatever. But Gorsuch coming hard. And then Shannon Bream with some Sonia Sotomayor explains the left's view of it.
The extended arguments were packed full of hypothetical scenarios, from dating websites to pictures with Santa, about just where the justices should draw the line when it comes to businesses that are arguably artistic in nature.
But how about people who don't believe in interracial marriage? Or about people who don't believe that disabled people should get married? Where's the line? I choose to serve whom I want.
The web designer in this case says she has many LGBTQ clients, but will not create wedding websites for same-sex ceremonies. Justice Gorsuch seemed to boil it down this way. It's not about who she'd be serving, but about what message she'd be required to communicate.
And that is absolutely the solid reasoning on which a good ruling is going to rest. That's absolutely true. It's not about who she's serving. It's about what message. First of all, the pro-Gorsuch argument, which I happen to hold, not surprisingly, is you could not force me, Joe Getty, to write a song or a hymn in praise of mutilating minors with sex change surgery, for instance. Something y'all know I find abhorrent. I could offer my services as a songwriter. I've been paid to, you know, records and movies and stuff like that. Nothing of note. Because the world doesn't appreciate my genius. No. But you can't compel somebody to create something for something they find abhorrent. Now, the interracial marriage thing is interesting and a little tougher. But here's where I think the Supreme Court is going to go with it. Unless I'm incorrect, every major religion on earth has doctrines against homosexual activity, acts, etc. Has for thousands of years, a couple thousand years anyway. And I'm not taking a position on gay marriage, by the way. I have no problem with it. Mostly because my belief is you have marriage ordained by God. And then you have marriage ordained by faceless bureaucrats so you get the tax benefits. Civil marriage in our overly regulated world. And I just, if two people want to join their fortunes together, I don't care. Anyway. And if you have a different view, that's fine. I get it. But there is no similar doctrine followed by billions of people around the world against interracial marriage, or at least you can't find it in the ancient traditions of religion or indeed the traditions of the United States. Gay marriage is a very new thing. And to make that web designer affirmatively write a song, as it were, in favor of something she finds against her faith, gay marriage, you can't make her do that. Keeping in mind that gay people, and I've said this many times, go find somebody who wants to. Go find somebody who's enthusiastic about it. If I run into some musicians who I want to work with, maybe I'm working on one of those wacky songs, and they find out I'm a conservative, and they won't work with me, you think I'm going to go wee, 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 wee all the way home like the little pig and then call my lawyer? No, I'm going to find some musicians who aren't crazy like that. I'll work with them. So anyway, Gorsuch is absolutely right. It's not about who she's dealing with, because she says she has lots of gay friends and she's happy to do whatever they want for them, just not marriage, because that goes against her understanding of the Bible. That's not even the important case, because this one's not even hard to make. The important one is the North Carolina elections case. The court's being asked to decide whether to really dramatically expand the authority that state legislatures have over election maps and voting laws. And I'll try to explain this to you briefly. The states, as you know, we've been discussing this, during the various arguments about elections and stuff. The states have the right, under the Constitution, to decide how the voting goes in that state. Like everything about it. What the districts are. How long the voting period is, vote by mail, how many polling places, just the rules and regs. That goes to the states. We don't want federal control of elections. Puts too much power in one place, in too few hands. And for a very long time in the country, well, really the entire time, if a state went too far, the state courts... Why don't we take North Carolina, for instance, because that's where this case is out of. If the North Carolina Republican legislature goes too far, and it looks like the districting, or gerrymandering, if you want to call that, is so far in one direction or so dishonest or whatever that it's unconstitutional according to the North Carolina Constitution, the state's courts can say to the legislature, hey, no, that's too much. It's too far. Redraw them. Try again. It's unconstitutional. Well, this is a great case where you have to be intellectually honest, not just go yay for my side, yay for my side. I would like to see Republicans retain control of the increasingly purple North Carolina. Folks, college educated, techie folks who often lean left, usually lean left, often lean left, are flocking to the Research Triangle, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. I know more about it because my brother lives there. Apple's about to open a giant campus there and everything. So a fine and dandy red state is turning increasingly purple, and I wish it wouldn't. But what the Republicans in North Carolina and their lawyers are arguing is that the Constitution, which is, as usual, very brief, doesn't say The power rests in the states to, here's the specific wording. The times, places, and manner of holding elections was specified under the Constitution, that's as part of quote and part of characterization. I'll just read the paragraph. North Carolina Republicans argue that because setting the times, places, and manner of holding elections was specifically assigned by the Constitution to state legislatures, state courts can no more overturn or modify election laws than they can override federal laws governing, say, clean water or worker safety. Meaning the Constitution, with its federal power, grants the state legislatures the duty, the power to figure out how to run elections, and doesn't mention the state courts. Now, the New York Times is always one-sided. For instance, their coverage of the whole gay web designer thing was utterly one-sided and dopey. But I think they do a pretty good job on this one, because that point of view that, no, the state courts don't have a say in it, was pretty fringy until fairly recently. And people who favor reading the simple, plain text of the Constitution and be very careful about going even a tiny bit beyond what the text says, are saying, no, it's clear. It's the legislatures, only the legislatures. I'll tell you this. I don't think it serves any of us. Well, first of all, I guess I should address the argument I just made from the other side. I don't think you can find many, if any, places in the Constitution where it grants state legislatures the power to run roughshod over the other branches of government with no review of the judiciary or the executive. I'm really uncomfortable with that notion, just because the notion of checks and balances and no side has supremacy ever. They've got to, you know, mind their P's and Q's, because the other two branches are always watching. I find it hard to believe that the framers of the Constitution were okay with utter unchecked power by the state legislatures, particularly in something as important as how elections are run. And districting, for that matter. And, you know, maybe you find that argument power or persuasive, maybe you don't. But on the practical side, I'm extremely uncomfortable with the idea of Democratic legislatures doing whatever they want to keep the evil, racist Republicans out of power. And if we have to design districts that look like a Jackson Pollock painting or a Rorschach test or whatever, to keep the Republicans out of power forever, we get to do that because the Constitution says we can. Yeah, I'm pretty uncomfortable with that. Why don't we just do our best to have fairness in our districting and that sort of thing? And let's continue the wrestling match and not give, you know, divine power to any chunk of the government, because none of them can be trusted with it. Either party, right? All right. Much more to come, something completely different. If you can't stay tuned, grab the podcast later. It's called Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Americans will have more time to get the real ID needed to board a flight or enter federal facilities in the future. The Homeland Security Department is extending the real ID deadline until May 7th of 2025. The deadline had been May 3rd of next year. The department cites the lingering impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Jack was so amused by this yesterday after the show. We were texting, as I recall, or might have come out when we were doing a little post-show wrap-up meeting. The deadline to get the so-called real ID, which was one of the measures proposed by the 9/11 Commission back in the early 2000s. You got to have this super tamper-proof, federally approved, hologrammy, multi-layered, I can't fake it ID to get on an airplane. Get to work on it. Well, you know, it might have been a pretty good idea, but it's been postponed over and over again. And now the Biden administration has announced that they're going to put it off for 2 full years because of the lingering after effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Yeah, that's it. As if that has freaking anything to do with anything. Nobody's cooperating. Nobody's doing it. Nobody's bothering to go to their DMV or fill out the paperwork, or because you've got to go with like a birth certificate. And your mom's wedding photo and a fingerprint, and it's thorough, it's careful, but nobody's cooperating. And so now, and this reminds me so much, as I said to Jack, this is like when the state of California realized that even the weakest, most pathetic standards for kids graduating from high school are too high for the non-education kids get at California public schools, a lot of them. They just lowered the standards. They just said, never mind, we'll practically have no standard. Well, yeah, so nobody's cooperating with this real ID thing, or not a lot of people. There are some states that have it going 100%, but since nobody's getting it done, they're saying, yeah, because the pandemic and all, we'll give you 2 more years to go down to your DMV and fill out some forms. It has nothing to do with the pandemics, just because they're getting no compliance. You know what's going to happen in the next 2 years? They're going to cancel it. They're going to say, never mind. Or they're going to make it easy, really easy. And yeah, for the 100th time, you got to have practically fingerprints and a brain scan and 3 witnesses and your mom's marriage certificate and your birth certificate to get on an airplane. But you just show up at a polling place, glance at the list and saying, yeah, I'm Joe Smith right there. You see that name? That's me. That's fine. And asking you to, can you just bust out your driver's license as somehow oppressive or racist or something? It's just absurd. Anyway, speaking of deadlines that are maybe about to disappear, And more pandemic-related tribal illogic and ignoring of science. I hadn't realized this was still going on. Here's a headline for you. Congress eyes end to military coronavirus vaccine mandate. Kevin McCarthy says he's trying to work out a deal with President Biden. They're still mandating coronavirus vaccines in the military, which I was slightly more sympathetic tour than some of you back when we thought getting the vaccine would stop transmission. The thinking being, if you're trying to run the Marine Corps, for instance, and you've got this coronavirus just ravaging, going through your I was distracted by an incoming text, through your barracks, well, everybody's going to be out of work. So if you can implement sane measures, and I don't share some of your fears about the vaccine, okay, fine. But these are young men who are and women who have statistically no chance of getting extremely ill or dying or anything like that. And getting the vaccine doesn't stop the spread. All it really does is protect you against serious cases. And we're still mandating that our fighting people get it. Why? Why? Because the progressive tribe still is obsessed with showing how anti-coronavirus they are because Trump was too casual about it. Can you people please move on? Quit forcing vaccine mandates on people who don't need them.
Armstrong and Getty.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Episodes available now on Prime Video.